I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Firstly, sorry for the late upload, but being a one-man band, what can I say but Father's Day got in the way. On that note, two of my kids, Noah and Ella, live in Toronto, and I'll be in Canada visiting next week, so there may be another disruption in the schedule. Quick shout out for the site and Facebook. The site is howjamaicaconqueredtheworld.com and on Facebook we are facebook.com/howjamaica. There is a little debate brewing on Facebook about Colin Powell and whether Jamaicans should be proud of the achievements of the ex-Secretary of State. Many people will not be aware that the former four-star general is a Jamaican-American, so head over to facebook.com/howjamaica to join into that debate and also to see what new pages and content we've added to the website.
How Jamaica Conquered the World is officially endorsed by Jamaica 50.
This is the story of how one small island conquered the world.
Jamaican patois.
And a fair start. Asafa Powell. Usain Bolt is also out well. Here they come down the track. Usain Bolt!
It's a story of music, sport, and style. How its rhythms, athletes, and language went global.
Pull up, pull up!
This is how Jamaica conquered the world.
Set it! Set it!
Hi, I'm Jazzy B, the original funky dread of Soul to Soul.
My name is Winston Reedy. You can put me down as a lovers rock singer.
My name's Carol Thompson, singer, songwriter, musician, and I live in London in the United Kingdom.
Hi, my name is Errol Murray. I'm a camera mentor for the BBC, and I live in Leeds, West Yorkshire, in Great Britain.
My name is Martina Clark. I am currently in Belgium, but I live in Brooklyn, New York. And at the moment, I'm working as a freelance writer and a singer in a rocksteady lovers rock band.
My name is Michael Riley, spelled M-Y-K-A-E-L-L.
My name is Sandra Croft. I'm a British reggae singer, and I'm also based in London, England.
Lovers rock is something that is very synonymous with British music.
In most cases, it was female dominated. So I was going to say, it didn't carry a lot of male voices initially. It was female voices and very young female voices.
Well, lovers rock, basically, it's a sweet reggae.
It's very similar to the rocksteady, but it has, slightly more of a kick.
It was the sound of where first generation Jamaicans met second generation Jamaicans in a studio.
Well, I come from a family that was grounded in the church.
So I spend a lot of time at church and singing religious and Pentecostal gospel music.
That was the first place I heard music and I learned about harmonies and singing in keys. Singing was just something that I could do naturally. It wasn't really part of my plan. You know, when you go to school and they say, what do you want to be when you grow up? The first thing that used to come to my mind was, oh, what my parents would have advised me to be. So that would be like a nurse, a lawyer.
Growing up, Jamaica was always around. Jamaica was always about whatever we were doing. Life centred basically around, not so much the TV, but life centred growing up around the Gram, the music player that we had in our house.
Always enjoyed music, enjoyed studying as well, and which is very important in our house.
1979, I entered a talent contest, myself and a friend of mine at school, with a song that I wrote. I wrote a song called I Adore You, and we actually won it. And the prize was to record the song in a local recording studio. So we teamed up with a record label called Studio 16, and it went to number one.
I released my first record in 1980. Well, my first opportunity into the studio was with a Jamaican producer called Leonard Chin. He's come to England to record female artists, and he wanted to do love songs. He wanted to sort of get away from the roots and culture.
Everything to do with Lover's Rock was connected with love. Us young girls, we were just falling in love, so it sort of came at the right time.
It was sufficiently commercial to be played on radio.
First time I heard my voice on the radio, it was quite a surreal experience because I kept thinking it sounds like somebody that I know, but I couldn't quite connect at the time because he hadn't told me that he was going to put it on a dub plate or even press it and put it out then. I was very naive.
As I got older, we'd start going out, we'd start going to parties first, because we couldn't get into clubs, we were too young. So this is sort of 16, 17 years old. The music that we'd hear in the parties was basically Lover's Rock. Yes, there was a look. They'd be wearing ballet shoes, crocodile skin, Farah trousers, Gabici knitted Italian shirt, and gold. Gold teeth, gold everywhere. You're looking sharp, you're looking as if you could afford to do whatever you wanted to do. And you probably got to the dance on the bus.
As guys would go, we'd wait for that moment when the lovers come on, and then you look around the room or position yourself. You position yourself in a certain manner. There was a struggle for that positioning so that you had a chance. There's a female within arm's length, because you're not going to walk across a room to get disappointed. That's just shame. Even in a dance situation, Lovers Rock had its moment within the evening where you'd place it. And it was used for connecting with the opposite sex.
The general protocol was sometimes just a little gentle tap on the arm.
How people are dancing to this music, because it was such a slow dance that people would do. It took a while to work out how to do it, but we mastered it, we had to. The dance itself, my gosh, it was very sexual. It was a wind and grind activity. It's a real wallpaper scrub if you're in someone's house. You're basically doing, like a 360 degrees sort of figure of eight motion with your hips. You could hardly see a ripple, and you're in such a tight clinch with your dancing partner. Above the water, nothing's happening. But below the water, well, easy now.
The one thing you could do with the red light in the corner is become cheek to cheek with somebody that you might really like. Music is so much about its memories and all the great times that one had. And how else better to do that, being cheek to cheek in a dance with somebody that you really like?
First big song for me really in the Lovers Rock is a song called Daughters of Zion. I said to myself, maybe this is the music for me.
Dim the Light I wrote in 1971. I did a version with the Cimarrons. But in the 80s, 83, I did another version which was produced by the great Jackie Mitu. After the light, you never stop playing, people never stop talk about it. I used to tour all over the country, you know, most clubs and venues, including Wembley Stadium. I've done a lot of things, you know.
I didn't have that much control, me being so young and naive. I let a lot of things slip through my fingers in terms of business.
You know, the young ones, like they're 15, 16 and 17, and the majority of them never made a penny.
Who named it Lovers Rock? Is it called Lovers Rock? To me, it's just reggae. Reggae coming from England. So my mission is to push female reggae outside of England.
One of our greatest exports in the reggae diaspora for us British, whether Jamaican or any other island, is our music. Our reggae music is what Lovers Rock is.
I just feel like it's music that makes you feel good. At this point in my life, I don't want to do anything that doesn't make me feel good, and this music absolutely goes to the core of my soul and makes me smile every time I sing it, every time I hear it, and every time I feel the vibration of it playing. It's wonderful. It's good for you. It's good for your health.
Lovers Rock is great British music.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more, with Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to Quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
When everyone's on the same page, getting things done at work is easy. Make a bigger impact at work with Grammarly. Grammarly is your secure AI writing partner that allows your team to make their point and move faster. You can even save time by going from spending hours editing drafts to just seconds. Join the 96% of Grammarly users that say it helps them craft more impactful writing. Sign up and download Grammarly for free at grammarly.com/podcast. That's grammarly.com/podcast. Easier said, done.